News from UNIFIL. In November, we returned once again to the Blue Line near the village of Yarun, an area where Israeli forces have continued building sections of a concrete T-wall. Joining UNIFIL spokesperson Candace Ardiel, she walked us through the situation as the mission continues to monitor the violation and verify its impact on Lebanese territory.
We're walking here along the blue line near Yarun, looking at the blue barrels, and we can see the line here is straight. It goes in a line. We can see a barrel directly in front of us and one maybe 100 or 200 meters away. And then beyond that, we can see the other barrels all in a line. But if you connect the barrels, it should be a straight line. But we can see in front of us part of the concrete T-wall recently constructed by the IDF curves out to the left, and it actually crosses the line in violation of Resolution 1701. This area here, it takes about 4,000 square meters of Lebanese territory and puts it behind this wall. We have written to the IDF to inform them that we have measured the wall, consider it a violation, and they have responded to say that they will do their own measurements and look into it.
We continued our visit to the blue line near Yarun and stopped at another location where the T-wall under construction by the Israeli forces extends. At this point, the wall slightly crosses the blue line. Candace Ardiel gives us more details.
We're here in Yarun near the concrete T-wall that the IDF has been building, mostly on the south side of the blue line. But here in front of us, we can see a small point where the wall, in fact, crosses the line. And peacekeepers have measured this area and determined that the wall does cross the line, and it takes an area of approximately a bit less than 20 square meters and puts it south of the blue line. And it may sound like a small amount, but nonetheless, this is a violation of the blue line and a violation of Resolution 1701.
Ardiel adds that the mission has also written to the IDF to inform them of the violation and ask them to move the wall. From the blue line, we continued onward toward the village of Yarun. The village had been heavily damaged during the recent conflict, and as we moved through it, we encountered very few people. We proceeded to the village's public school to meet with the mayor, Hafez Ghasham, to find out who owns the land that the T-wall crosses.
These lands owned by residents of the town cover approximately 4,000 square meters. Some of the land is owned by Saloum, Harb, and Saab families. The owners are unable to access their property. Unfortunately, even nearby plots were bulldozed during the construction of the wall. After the economic crisis and the COVID-19 pandemic, the residents were already suffering financially and relied on farming their land. Currently, they are unable to access or cultivate these agricultural lands.
On 9 December, UNIFIL Indian peacekeepers organized a veterinary assistance event in the village of Shakra after local shepherds reported serious infections affecting their livestock. The Indian peacekeepers coordinated with Nepalese peacekeepers to reach the area quickly and provide urgent care, even though it lies outside the area where they normally work. During the event, they took care of nearly 600 animals, offering treatment, preventive care, and advice to help stop the spread of disease. Shepherds expressed appreciation, saying the support protected their herds and their livelihoods. On 3 December, UNIFIL Indonesian peacekeepers visited the local market in At-Taibe, where residents are trying to return to normal lives and livelihoods despite the fragile security situation. The visit gave the peacekeepers a chance to speak with shop owners, check on families, and buy locally made products to support the village economy. For many residents, seeing the peacekeepers in the streets of their village brought a sense of safety and reassurance, especially as daily life slowly resumes in the area.